3, 2, 1. Welcome to Love Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for the last time in 2023, it is 6 o'clock on a Sunday night. It is Fat and Ginger on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my great mate, Luke Massey.
Hello, Tim. I hope you are well, and I am well too.
What's going on there?
I've got my partner sitting in the corner. I'm a little bit nervous. Yeah. She's got a Christmas party in town tonight. She goes, do you mind if I pop in for a bit? And yeah, so I said, come in the booth. And I know you've already said to me, what's Yoko doing here?
I did not say that.
Hello, Ash.
I did not say that.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be on my best behaviour. She's leaving in like 10 minutes and then I'm just going to let loose.
Yeah, because...
it's the last one, mate. We're going to go crazy.
Well, no. We don't want it to be the last one. That's the whole point.
Not the last one ever, hopefully.
No, that's right.
But I'm in a really good mood. It's Christmas time. I'm starting to get excited. How are you?
Well, good. I've got some sort of good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
The good.
The good news is I got your Christmas present.
Oh, that's nice of you. Yeah.
Well, I was very touched when you gave me the baggy green cap.
I didn't get you anything.
No, it's all right. Your presence is presence enough.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way because I got nothing.
But there might be some... there was a bit of an embarrassing thing for Geelong last weekend with the cricket.
Yeah?
Yeah, we might have been slightly involved in that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Hey?
What do you mean?
Just trust me, we... yeah.
Tim?
Yeah?
What do you mean?
Just... we'll just save it for
Why
after
this.
Why
didn't you say this off air?
Hey? Because it's more fun on air. Kid Laroi with 1,000 miles or 1,600 kilometres.
Forget Kid Laroi. What is going on?
All right.
You've been very sheepish there. I'm trying to get out of you. Give me nothing.
Yeah.
What happened?
All right, I know you're a bit up. Yeah, I can see you're upset.
I am a little bit upset, mate.
Well, just telling the listeners what the song was. Is that all right?
Okay. Well, it's Kid Laroi. Move
Ginger,
on.
What, K-Rock 955.
What have we got to do with the cricket last week? Because that
six
was...
6:06 on a Sunday night.
Stop it. Stop stalling. What have you done?
All right. So I know
Did you do something?
If you let me speak, right?
All right.
I'm trying to tell you. Right. So I know you said about Stan Dexter.
No, Tim... we spoke about Stan. He better not have had anything to do with this.
Well, look, I like the guy, okay? And I just think he deserves another crack. So I wanted to do sort of lifestyle pieces from now. I figured that was safer. So what I did was I sent him along to a Christmas party at the President's Room at GMHBA. And look, I haven't been able to find him since last Sunday, but I downloaded all the sound for us. So we've got the sound and I'll play some bits of that, but I can't find him.
But how could he have anything to do with the cricket being called off?
I'll play the first clip and we'll go from there, okay?
Go for it.
All right.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks, Tim. Stan Dexter here at the President's Room at GMHBA Stadium to report on the Australian phenomenon that is the Christmas party. Now, I know I've had my ups and downs this year, guys, but I promise you, nothing but total professionalism tonight. Absolutely guaranteed. What's that?
Can I get you a drink?
Just one. Yep.
So there we go. He's there at the Christmas party, GMHBA Stadium. Gets offered a drink, probably a shandy or a light beer, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, it's a Christmas party.
And he takes it, but sounds good so far, right?
Yeah, but look, the look on your face means it's not going to end well. So what has he done?
Okay, so Stan's ability is sort of... he hasn't got great self-control. Okay, so...
just play it.
Play the next clip.
Play it.
All right.
Don't blame it on this one, Sean. Don't blame it on the
God.
Don't blame it. Oh,
sorry.
Don't blame it on the sunshine.
Is this his audio?
Don't blame it on the book.
Yeah, this is it.
Don't blame it on the book. Excuse me. You don't know the toilet.
Nah, mate. I think you've had enough.
What's your name?
Come this way, son.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the book.
He's got a wonderful voice too, hasn't he?
Eh? Tim,
what wonderful rage he has.
Something bad's about to happen,
no,
I know.
But hang on,
what did he have to do with the cricket being canceled?
This is great. So, look, he's been...
I was in a good mood before this thing started.
That's all right, mate. Your mood is your concern. I'm just telling you the facts, right?
So, all right.
He got kicked out, and he was obviously in need of the men's room.
No.
Okay? And so I'll play the last clip. Keep in mind the microphone's going to be left on during this, so, you know, just be careful with your language.
I am fuming, listeners. Right? I am absolutely fuming here.
So I just want to remind listeners that the game, the Renegades versus the Scorchers last Sunday night, while we were on air, was called off due to the pitch being too wet.
And we were saying, like, someone's head's going to roll for
this. That's right.
It better not be ours.
Well, you might want to listen to this.
All I want for... Oh, geez, I need a piss. I wonder where the toilet. Oh. All I want for Christmas is you. Oh, this looks like a wonderful place to have a wee. What a... Just might move all these white tarpaulins here. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's better. Oh, lucky there's no one around.
Woo. Well, there you go, Lukey. There you go, mate. So, unfortunately, Stan Dexter took one just on a good length there.
Do you understand? This is the most embarrassing thing that happened to Geelong in year. This is the most embarrassing that happened since we put Jimmy Bartel in the Geelong calendar the year after we cut him.
I love that. Tell me that's true.
That is true.
That's
but
so good.
This is what have we done, Tim?
Mate, we didn't do
what
anything.
What have we done?
We didn't do anything. Stan did it, and we can't find him.
Yeah, but we hired. We don't pay him, do we?
Oh,
is there any connection between him and us?
Well, no. I slipped him a cheeky pineapple. That was it.
Yeah. Well, there's no. Nothing in writing, right?
There's nothing in writing.
Okay, well. Well then we need to cut. We're on air right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so just...
Stan who?
turn over radio stations, listeners. We need to talk about this off air.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, mate. Look, we're on K-Rock now. We've got to jettison him.
I like him. He's staying.
He's not staying.
He is.
We'll fight about this.
We will.
Fat and Ginger. K-Rock 955.
Selena Gomez with Single Soon, which is a grim prediction.
Well, I feel like I'll be single soon. I'll be doing my own radio show.
Well, look, yeah,
I'm not angry with you. And look, we just spoke about this off air, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody's seen Stan since last Sunday.
His mobile's off.
No one's seen it. And we just want to say, if you're listening, Stan, we're not angry with you either, mate. We just want to talk, okay?
Just want to talk.
So just return our call, come in, we'll have a chat. We're not sacking you. We're not angry. We just need to talk to you. And possibly get some legal advice.
There may be an extended period of unpaid leave.
But he's used to that.
Now, look, in an attempt to bring this back and, you know, to express, you know, how much I've enjoyed this year, I've made and I've got you a Christmas present.
Yeah, you did say that off the top. Yeah, I appreciate that. And so, when you say made, like, when you said you've got a Christmas present, I thought,
hang on.
He doesn't like to splash out his cash old tin. No. It makes sense now when you say, I've made you a Christmas present.
Just listen.
I bet you Gus had something to do with it.
Are you finished?
All right, go
I'm
on.
Trying to be nice here.
Okay, sorry, mate.
All right, so it's not spray-painted macaroni on a piece of cardboard, right? It's a bit better than that. So,
okay, sorry, I was in a good mood when I came in, and then you got me in a bad mood, so I'm trying to get back into a good mood.
I went and made, for you, a Fat and Ginger 2024 calendar. All right? And it's got some of our finest moments in there. So
I love it.
So there we go. That's one of your favourites. It's one of your favourites there.
The viewers, the listeners can't see this.
We'll
put it's
post
gold.
On socials. There we go.
All right. You addressed the fat pixie.
There we go. In the radio.
Have made a calendar, mate.
But look,
I'll
tell you what. We'll skip to my favourite one, which is December. Okay.
I've got to tell them what that is. Can I tell them a story?
We had
a Zoom at one stage, ladies and gentlemen, and as soon as the Zoom was finished, it went for about an hour, I got a bunch of photos off Tim's partner, Jody, because Tim had been sitting on the couch chatting to me the whole time with his nuts hanging out of his shorts.
I didn't know. Right? He
had some rugby shorts on, and he just sitting there, they were hanging in the breeze, and he's got that photo on December month, and it's gold. Like, I wanted to put that photo into the public arena for a long time, and you never let me.
No, absolutely not. No, I just...
That is brilliant.
Merry Christmas.
You what, I'm excited about December. Bring on December 2024.
All right. Look, anyway, in a desperate attempt to get things back on track.
Free the Tim Young too. Free the Tim Young too.
They're dangly when they get older.
Geelong's favourite way to wake up.
Mike Posner with Cooler Than Me. Probably not hard in my case.
It's funny. I just went to post a little picture of me with your calendar. And I think it was Instagram said, we can't really post this or something. A thing came up, so it's not decent.
It's below community
What's
standards.
Wrong with your bits, mate? Why are they trying to turn on your bits? They should be out there for all to see.
What have I done? I shouldn't have given you that.
Oh, it's great.
Anyway.
Now it's in calendar form. It's public as far as I'm concerned.
Stop it. He's not. Well, it'd be up in your house. That's bad enough. Look, it's time for my topic. So I'm going to play the jingle because we paid for it. So here it is.
This is the Statham. When I'm sitting in my trailer, waiting to make my next awful movie. I like to listen to Tim's topic. So, Tim, what have you got for us this week?
Well, thanks, Jason.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Or the Statham, as he calls himself. So, we didn't get to hooking this title or telling you what the topic's going to be for this before because we're too busy talking about the calendar. But an interesting thing with Gusso.
Talking about the calendar, I can't take my eyes off it.
Stop it.
Gus. Gus, for those who don't know, Gus is Tim's little step
son.
Son.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I did pop round the other day. Mm. And he come out and he was like all excited to see who it was. And he saw it was me and he ran back in.
Yeah,
and
he
goes,
right.
Oh, it's just Luke. Yeah, I was like, hey, we don't do that, mate. What are you doing?
That's what he did too. He came out, literally stood in the doorway, saw it was you, went, oh.
Like it was deflated and it was me.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, we went out on Friday morning to do some, I don't know, Christmas shopping and some other stuff and just take him out and do some things. And anyway, we're talking and just out of the blue, I was driving along, out of the blue, he goes, I love sardines. I nearly ran off the road, right, because no one likes
sardines.
How old
is he?
5.
No 5-year-old has ever said that.
No.
Surely.
55-year-old. Oh, maybe.
I haven't eaten a sardine since I was about 12.
No. Well, they were good when I was a uni student, right, and you had no money. You sort of kidded yourself it was half-healthy food.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, so I nearly drove off the road. And he goes, I love sardines. And I was convinced that he was talking at cross purposes, right, that the sardine that he'd had was not a sardine and maybe someone tried to pass it off as a sardine. So all during our shopping trip, we did some Christmas shopping and all that sort of stuff. It was like, so what did the sardine look like? He goes, oh, it was small and stuff. And
it's a sardine, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't even picture one.
No, they're like little small fishy tail bits and they come in a tin, either with olive oil or tomato sauce, and they smell.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so got to the point where we end up at Coles to get some stuff, and I bought him some sardines, and we went home, and I put one on a plate, and I said, oh, there you go. Then he does not like sardines.
Oh, you didn't eat them? It was the wrong thing?
I don't know. I still can't figure it out. So whatever they've given him at Kinder, and they've called it a sardine, it's not a sardine.
Didn't they, something like sardines they used to give to kids to keep them regular in the old days? Is that what it is?
I don't know. What was that?
I don't know. What was it like stuff they used to give kids?
Oh, cod liver oil.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Apparently I don't know. I doubt it. I don't think they're giving that to kids at Kinder. That is awful stuff, apparently.
I can imagine. So, yeah. I got a joke about sardines. Do you want to hear it?
I don't know. Yeah, go on.
What do sardines have in common with Popeye?
I reckon I know the answer to this. I'm going to start playing this music.
They both come in olive oil.
Chemical by Post Malone here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young and across the desk from me is a somewhat chastened Luke Masson.
Yeah, I've got a little talking to then. I like to apologise to listeners for that joke. Although my dad liked it. He's texted and said, oh, that was pretty funny. So.
Yeah, Pete's not a great indicator of where the line is though, if I'm being fair. So I don't know if you're taking that one on board.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Can I tell another joke? But a bit more tame. I'll tell one for you, Tim Young.
I'm putting the future of our show in your hands. Let's go.
All right. Where do sardines keep their money?
Where?
In the riverbank. Is that tame enough for you?
It is very tame.
I think half our listeners just fell asleep.
That's right. That's right up there with, you know, oh, I'm hungry, Dad. Oh, g'day, hungry. How are you?
Yeah, it was up there. That's it was a dad there, joke, son. But not my dad. Hey, what have we got coming up after this song?
After this song, we've got Have You Spray, and I'm very excited because...
I haven't seen him yet.
No, so a friend of the show has finally returned fire.
Have you kept them from me on purpose? Or
I like the organic reaction of you on
there. Yeah, okay, so. All right, we'll see what comes up.
Absolutely. Here's a bit of My Delirium by Lady Hawk.
That was nearly smooth.
That was nearly smooth. But it's all about the organic nature of the show. And I'm going to talk right up to the end of this intro because I can.
He's got nothing to say.
A-Rock 955, you are with Fat and Ginger. My Delirium.
Sunday nights on K-Rock 955, it's Fat and Ginger.
Do you know what the funny bit is? Is I told you, I said, don't forget we're coming out to a sweeper. And you go,
started talking over it.
And then I start talking over
it. That's okay, mate. Look, 2024 is a new year, and one day you'll work out how to use the desk.
Why am I doing this?
Because it's so funny for me. We've got Have You Spray. What have we got? Because you've kept it from me.
All right.
You're not telling me what it is, which always worries me when you do that, which means something's about me.
Yeah, it is. So hang on, play the jingle, because again, we paid for it.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes. Thank you, Morgan, and the Fat and Ginger trio there playing behind him. Yeah. Wonderful music.
Did we pay for them too?
I'll talk to you off air about that.
Okay, cool. All right. What do we got? What do we got?
Have your spray. We're going to start with Associate Professor Dave.
I thought he might come back after last week. Yeah. What's
so,
he got?
So you had to dig at him. In fact, you two, it's like some sort of, you know, you're like an old married
couple.
Yeah,
we're having a little crowd. I feel like the one of the old blokes on the balcony of the Muppets is yelling out and he's on stage yelling back.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent description. So Luke's opinions of me are as reliable as a Geelong cricket pitch.
Ooh.
That's a dig. And now knowing that we might possibly be involved, allegedly.
Yeah, that actually hits deep. Yeah, that's really good, Associate Professor Dave Bader. Look, it's a good analogy.
Go on.
But, you know, just like a Geelong cricket pitch, I've heard that Associate Professor Dave Bader's a little sloppy under the covers.
Oh, dearie me. Moving on. Sean,
I love seeing your face like that.
Oh, Sean Keith has said, Luke, you are a tight ass. Just paid $1,000 for removals. Couldn't agree more, Sean.
It's $1,000, Sean. What are you doing?
Mate, it's $1,000 or...
Or I can... You know what? You know, I was at your place the other night.
Yeah.
And we rang a removalist because we were having this little argument.
We were. Yeah.
And I just sort of like did a little thing and said, oh, what would it cost to send someone out? And they said, it's $170 an hour for two blokes in a truck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be relying on friends. I understand that now. I shouldn't be relying on you to come and help for a full, you know, 3 or 4 hours. You only give me an hour and then you're off to Melbourne. I get that, but, you know, I just sort of thought that maybe I could save a little bit of cash. I'm very, I don't have a job at the moment.
Do you know what the phrase is that, I think it was one of the Macquarie Dictionary's words of the year, is cozy lives. Is the cost of living crisis.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Isn't that appalling?
Rock. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Well,
maybe we've got a new one for you.
What's that?
Get new friends.
Get new friends? What?
Yeah, ones that actually help you when you ask for help.
Stop it. Well, it's funny you should say that because here David from Herne Hill says, Timbo, bit familiar, don't actually know who you are, champ. You giving 1 hour to help move house is akin to you offering to help an old lady across the road, then running away when the red, brackets ginger, man starts to flash. Not a great bloke thing to do.
Yay! See, people are turning on you, Tim.
So,
and I like it.
That's right. So, look, I'm prepared to air all opinions here on the show.
Well, the funny thing is, because you are ginger and you do tend to flash old ladies, I like the fact that the community is turning on you, and I can't help but feel partly responsible for that.
Go on.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm not moving your house in January
because
be away. I'll be in Tamworth at the music festival. And a bit like when I gave you hell for 2 weeks going to Bali and told you I was going to Thailand.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to formally say the matter's dead.
You've had enough, have you?
I've done enough. So I appreciate that. Where was it, David from?
Herne Hill.
Herne Hill. You know, Tim was wrong, but two wrongs don't make a right, and we'll just let him off this time.
I love it when you try to be mature and sensible and stuff. Just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, does it?
Nah. Geelong and the Surf Coast. Jonas Brothers there with Like It's Christmas. So maybe a July or June song, you know, when you're getting a bit down in the dumps, middle of winter here, you go, act like it's Christmas.
Yeah, well, we're feeling pretty good here.
That's it, K-Rock 955.
Can I do a little cheerio out?
Absolutely.
To my sister Loza and her mates, they're having a bit of a Christmas bash.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
They're listening, so hello, girls, don't go too crazy.
Geez, where are they having that?
They're at my sister's place, and I put up the decoration on the above the fireplace there.
Did you?
And the M come off, so I've just taped it. So don't look at that.
Fantastic, that's great. Now, look, we've got a new segment.
It's the first time we've done this, and we did it because it's the new year coming up.
That's right.
And what does the new year bring, the Christmas holidays? Bad television.
Well, worse television, I would say.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm going to play the jingle because, again, we paid for it. Let's go.
I'm not the A-list star I used to be. Still, I haven't sunk as low as free-to-air TV. Let's see what's been stinking it up this week.
I just love what we got him to say.
Yeah,
like, I know we paid him a lot, but I still didn't think he'd say the things that he said, so it's been great.
He did, yeah. He was all right, Morgan. He didn't like us towards the end, but, you know, we paid for him.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, here we go. So our segment is about basically free-to-air TV and how bad it is.
Yeah, I'll kick it off.
Yeah.
So a show – now, I must admit, I don't watch a lot of free-to-air.
Yeah.
But there's a show that I became aware of called The Bachelors Australia.
Not The Bachelor.
No, there's a Bachelors.
Yeah.
Which I think there's three of them.
What?
There's three bachelors and they all hand out the roses.
Do they all live in the same house and like eat white rice and Mee Goreng noodles and just go to the footy all the time?
We're not worried about girls. But I looked it up, like I Googled it for this segment to see what, and it says, here's a little article about it. This is how it starts off the article. I'm reading this from the article. Despite mixed audience reactions and short-lived romances, The Bachelor Australia's franchise is back. So straight away they're saying, like,
it's no good.
We don't need this. The first season of the new format dubbed The Bachelors is three guys handing out roses each week, but we can sadly confirm that none of these men are still with their chosen winners. So all the blokes in previous seasons, none of them end up together.
No.
So it's just not. It's just people who want to be on TV.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I did actually see an American version, right?
Yeah.
I'll just tell you this story quickly. And it was a bachelor was down to the last two, and he had the two girls, right? And then one of them, who was like the favourite to win, he sort of, you see him disappearing into his room for the night, and the camera obviously just leaves it there. And then when they were going to the rose ceremony, she was in the limo and she was all freaking out because she felt bad for the other bachelor or bachelorette.
Oh, the other girl.
She's like, oh, I feel so bad for her. She's about to get dumped. And they got there and that it still quickly turned to anger when she got dumped. And instead of like going, that's no good, she's like, well, he made me some promises in the room the other night that this wasn't going to. So he's obviously said to her, like, you're the one.
Yeah.
And then they've slept together.
I've got anxiety just listening to that story.
And so he said, yeah, you're the one. And then he's chosen the other one, and she was fuming. And that's what I mean. Like, is it really a love competition? It's not.
No. Do you know my favourite one from years ago? I don't know if you remember. It was called something like Joe the Millionaire or something. And they got a guy, a good-looking bloke, and they said, this is Joe the Millionaire, right? And he took all these women on all these amazing dates, you know, private planes, all the sort of stuff. And then he got down to one, chose the girl. Then it was revealed that Joe wasn't a millionaire. He was just a plumber from Tarnheit. Like, and it was great because it's just...
I don't want to comment on that too much because that's been my MO for a few years now.
Saying you're a millionaire.
I have a really good Russian accent. That's all I'm saying.
So
what's your show that you're really not looking forward to?
So, well, not looking forward to. We've already had it. It was called My Mum, Your Dad. Or was it Your Mum, My Dad? I can't remember which way around it was.
Sounds like the worst porno ever.
Geez, well done, Luke. Hey, there you go. No, but look, it's just... When you think you can't sink any lower on free-to-air TV, they just plumb an even deeper depth.
What's My Mum, Your Dad about?
Well, not having watched any of it, basically what it is they get old people, or older people, probably people our age to be fair, but and then they, excuse me, they get them together, have dates, but all the time the kids are watching, and so the kids are in charge of whether they go out on another date or whatever happens.
That sounds shocking.
It's shocking. It is shocking. But people have sat around a desk... People have sat around a desk.
Yeah, and had a meeting go, this is brilliant.
This is great. This is great. So,
well, the last thing you want is to see the idea of your parents. Too late.
Too late. All I was going to say is I walked in on
my little funny story that I won't
walked
tell
in
you.
On mine once. It was terrible. K-Rock, Fat and Ginger.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
Sure is. And it's almost coming up to 7 o'clock. And look, I have loved the first hour of this show.
Well, I have too. We just had a call from, you know how I said a cheerio to my sister and her friends?
Yes.
One of them says just called up and we can't put them to air.
No, that's right.
They're not in a good state.
No, that's right.
Love them dearly, but sorry, guys.
No, that's right.
We had another call too. This one was from Tom's from K-Rock saying clean out your locker.
That's right, yeah. And I didn't realise we had lockers until just then.
So we might not be back in the new year. He said clean it out. I don't think we have lockers, but I did clean out all the drawers out the desk outside.
Look, in the second hour, you're going to talk about house sale etiquette, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And for the end of 2023, we're each going to have a hero and a goose of 2023.
Well, we did that last year, didn't we? And
we did.
I remember I had like
a French rugby referee
who awarded a penalty against Australia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had Vladimir Putin. Who just invaded another country. And it's sort of like, this year I think it's going to be more equal.
But it's like everything you do, mate. You just, you just don't know moderation.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. And I shouldn't have that Russian accent and bag Vladimir Putin.
No, that's right. That could get in a lot of trouble. See, K-Rock 955, you're the Fat and Ginger. This is Taylor Swift with Is It Over Now?
Fat and Ginger.
Yes, Deirdre does. We're not sure why, but she's a very, very professional person, and we're glad to have her on board here at Fat and Ginger.
I wonder what she's up to now.
Well, she hasn't talked to us much, does she?
Well, she's gone bigger and better things.
Wow, that's
We've
right.
We've had to, like, settle for people like Morgan Freeman and Sly Stallone.
And Jason Statham, too. Thanks very much.
So people on the way down is what I'm trying to say. We should try and get talent on the way up.
All right, like who?
Like us.
Like what's Chris Pratt? What about him?
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, we'll get him.
He's probably not doing much.
We'll sell him a couple of hundred. He'd be, yeah, you know, it wouldn't be busy.
There's no more Jurassic Parks coming out, is there?
No, that's
he's
right.
He's probably geez. Looking for a couple of bucks.
Hey, how many of those have there been? What, Jurassic Park 12?
No, he did three.
Yeah.
The first two were really good. The third one wasn't great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Look, anyway, we could get stuck talking about Jurassic Park until the cows come home. Well, there's dinosaurs.
A couple of dinosaurs over here, isn't there? Because I'll tell you what, this is our last hour coming up for 2023.
It is, yep.
Yeah, and it might be our last hour on K-Rock.
I don't think so.
According to some of the feedback that's been coming in.
What have you got there for us? Anything?
No, nothing I can read out.
Good, right.
Nothing I can read out. But we have, after this, got Luke's Law coming up. Because I want to talk about, and I want listeners to maybe call in or at least message in.
Yeah.
How do they message us, Tim?
Message us at our Facebook page, Fat and Ginger, on Facebook or through K-Rock. We won't get it straight away on K-Rock, though. We will get it during the week.
That's all right. We can get it during the week.
Or but through Instagram.
We just bought a house. We're talking about moving last week.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what the etiquette is for how you leave that house for the next person.
Now, just to be clear, this is a house that you're selling, not a rental.
Yes.
Yeah, so a house that you've sold to someone.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you about a little bit about after the break.
Oh, I can't wait. We're a long way from home in an
American town. There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's Law. It's so bad.
Ain't so bad. Yes, it is, Sly, as I say every time. Look, we had Ed Sheeran there with American Town.
One of the best gingers, too.
Well, he's right up there.
Always tip my hat off to Ed.
Absolutely. Him, he Ben Stokes. And
he broke out of the mould.
He did.
He's like, got a girlfriend and that.
Stop it. Look, what's the time? It's 7:08 here on K-Rocky with Fat and Ginger. My name's Tim Young, and across the desk from me is Luke Massey, and it's time for Luke's Law, where he generally just yells at the
mirror.
Yeah,
I just have a little bit of a rant.
Yeah,
and,
great.
And this one's, look, I don't want to direct it at anyone in particular, okay?
Yeah, go on. Yeah,
but we bought a house, and I'm not going to talk about who we bought it from. It doesn't matter. They've moved to Ballarat, and I wish Jason and his family all the best.
Can't do that.
But look, I just want to know what the etiquette is, because we had a feeling it wasn't going to be given to us in great condition.
In pristine condition.
Yeah. Because we found out that the people had done some things that were a little bit dodgy.
Yep.
Won't go into that.
No.
But we were a little bit worried. So we contacted the agency and said, just make sure that they know that we handed over nicely, like, because we're ready to move in as soon as we get back. And it just wasn't done, Tim. And they said that they got a clean. They didn't, because the oven and the microwave and all that were filthy.
The oven.
They ran a vacuum over the floor, but there were still dead bugs in the corners of the thing. And they hadn't mowed the lawns. And you know what really annoyed me?
Go on.
They took the bin.
Sorry?
They took the red bin.
The
normal rubbish bin. They took it.
What do you mean they took it? Where is it?
It wasn't there. The yellow one and the green one was there.
So how did you separate your recyclables from your normal waste?
We had to order another bin, didn't we?
Have you got it yet?
It's turned up now. And they were very lovely at the council. They understood the situation. They didn't charge us.
Yeah.
But who takes the bin?
What, the bin?
Yeah, I know.
That stumped me a bit. I didn't know that was coming. That really, they took the bin.
Yeah.
So do they go to the removalist and grab the bin?
Grab the bin on the way out.
Can,
like,
please.
We wouldn't mind another bin.
What? That's.
And there was, look, there's other stuff as well. They didn't mow the lawns. There was a bunch of stuff they didn't do. But it's like, what's the etiquette?
So look,
I spoke to the real estate agent because, like I said, I preempted that this might happen.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, look, you're under no obligation.
No, none at
whatsoever.
All. That's right.
They can hand it over how they want.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
But do people do that?
Well, here's the problem, right? So if you are handing back a rental, there's obviously a bond and there's some sort of...
Well,
you
know, Tim, I had to clean up your old bedroom the other day.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
The stuff that you sleep down the back of your pillow, mate, is just... No, don't me. I had to do it. And there was organisms. It was weird.
There's new life forms evolving down the back there. But there's you know, something to hold you at account.
There's someone bond. Comes in specs and go, okay, we're going to take your bond.
That's right.
With a house sale, it should be held to account. There's nothing there. And I don't know, people that have sold a house, like, can ring in. I've never sold a house, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But can you ring in or message us on Fat and Ginger on Facebook and say, did you clean the place up?
I think it's a
pride thing. I don't know.
And it's a karma thing too, I think. I think you sort of go, you want to treat other people the way you want to be treated. So if you're selling, and I've sold a couple of houses, you want to leave
you're
it in
like
a way.
Mayfair Monopoly over there. There you are.
But like you want to make sure it's in a state that you'd be happy with.
Yeah,
if
that's
moving.
What I would have thought. But yeah. I don't know. It was annoying.
Yeah.
And, you know, but like I said.
The bin thing's thrown me, though. That's I've never heard of
weird,
that.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, it you can't weird. Hide that.
No.
It's not like, oh, we never had one. Of course you did.
Of course it is. We brought our own with us. But
they might be like living like Oscar now.
maybe that's
living in the bin.
Maybe they pack stuff. Instead of getting boxes, they just chucked
in
the bin.
Chucked it in the bin.
Maybe they wheeled it all out to Ballarat. I don't know. Maybe the budget was tight. I have no idea.
Well, I'd love to wish them all the best in Ballarat. Hope it's all going well down there with your two bins.
That's right. But like, and the funny thing is too, there's nothing as final as a settlement on property. You can go back with your issues.
Nah.
Sorry, mate. What issue? You got an issue with your property.
No issues.
Star walking with Little Nas X.
Well,
yeah, there we go. So delete by DMAs.
Well, you're on fire like Nathan Lyon is in the test, mate. Like
yeah.
He's just got his 500th wicket.
And he's 501st.
Now, do you want to say what you were saying about him?
What's that?
Off air, about how he just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
I did not say that.
Like, are you happy to stand by that? Okay,
if I could actually say what I said it's amazing the power of persistence.
Yes, well, that is what you said. And we'd like to tip the hat to someone who you really dislike in the Australian team, David Warner.
I know what
who
you're doing.
Won the game for us pretty much. So, how you going over there? Good?
Yeah, no, good. I'm not going to engage because we're meant to be keeping on track and on topic here, and you're wanting to get me angry and talking about.
It's not like I'm trying
bully.
To put you off your game over there. Yeah, like, you're doing that yourself.
I thought you were going to say Tim's doing as well as Pakistan in the cricket team, 8 for 83, chasing 450.
What have we got coming up, my friend?
We have got, well, I mean, it's all, yeah. But this, we got That's Crap.
We're
going to talk about something which people think.
He's good, but it's actually crap.
It's actually crap.
Yeah, we've got a couple there.
Yeah, we have got a couple there. And look, very different ones actually today.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
Like, your one, I think the one you're going to talk
about.
Well,
it's topical.
It's very topical. And I think the one you're going to talk about, I was at. Kenya Grace with Strangers here on K-Rock 955.
Who was it?
Kenya Grace.
Kenya Grace.
Yeah, Kenya Grace. Kenya, as in the country.
Kenya. Oh, Kenya.
Yeah, Grace.
Kenya Grace.
Yep.
Oh, representing Kenya.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good Namibia eye. Jones is up next. Yeah. K-Rock 955 here with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me is Luke Massey, and it is time for That's Crap.
Don't believe the hype. That's actually crap.
Yes, it is. And one of my favourite segments of the show, being with us from the very beginning.
Yeah, we started off with this, didn't we?
Did. And would you like to go first, though?
Yeah, I've got one that's very topical. I'm going to put in office Christmas parties. So for those people out there got Christmas parties coming up now, we used to, in my old job, we used to have two Christmas parties. We had one with all the bosses and everyone there and everyone, you know, on their best behaviour, which are the worst ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had our own one where it was just, you know, all the gloves
game
were
on.
Off. Yep. But the ones where everyone's there and you've got management and all them there and you're all, you end up like having a beer with someone that you wouldn't normally have a beer with and trying to act like you're, you know, like you're enjoying it and, you know, relating to them.
And the worst bit I found is, so you have your beer, right, and you've still got half a pot left or half a beer left, and you just run out of things to say to this person. Not because you dislike them, but just come from different worlds.
Yeah, it's just different worlds, and you don't want to, like, be too blokey because you've still got to have that little...
Separation,
there's always someone who mucks up.
Yeah.
There's always someone.
Can I say, usually it's you.
Yeah, I know it has been me. Can I tell that story about when I was the snowman?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So one Christmas party, like back in, I think it was like June, this is going back a few years when I used to work with you.
Yep.
I got a call from the manager of the whole place, right? Like the big guy. No one even hears from him. He called me out of the blue and said, we're going to do a secret dance for the Christmas party. Like, we're going to do a proper dance. Can you be part of it?
Yep.
And then he wanted me to be like the snowman.
Yeah.
So he had all the elves dancing, and then I was going to be the snowman for this to be real. So we rehearsed it for like 10 weeks on a Sunday night.
He asked me, but I got out of it.
You got out of it. Yeah, you were shocking like that. And I just couldn't. You know what I thought? I thought at one stage I'm going to muck up here. And I could have it like a get out of jail free card where I can go to the big guy and go, hey, remember I did that dance for you?
Absolutely. You'd probably find that's why everyone did it.
Yeah. So I thought, all right, I'm just going to do it. Right. So it was like every Sunday night for 10 weeks, I went and practiced this dance. Then the day came. And what I didn't realize was that on that day, during the day was my best mate's 50th. So right. I went out to his place that. Out in the bush,
yeah.
Got absolutely hammered. Like I could barely talk or walk, right?
I could vouch
and then
for that.
Rocked up to the Christmas party with my wife at the time and you saw me and go, man, how are you going to do this thing?
Yeah.
Because you knew about it.
Yeah, I knew about it.
And I said, no, I'm just going to have to. And the boss came up to me at one stage and he goes, Luke, I'm going to try and do his South African accent. He goes, Luke, you look very drunk. And I go, yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm pretending to be drunk. Right, so that when I take my helmet off, my costume hat off, and they see it's me, they go, oh, it was him all along.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's brilliant. I love it, Luke. So I somehow, I don't know how,
he bought it just quietly.
No, he did at the time, right? I don't even know how I got through the dance. I don't know how I did, right?
Well, look, I saw you before the dance, and I don't know how you got through
the
dance.
I don't know how I did it either, but somehow just the instinct of all that practice kicked in, and I managed to get through it. Anyway, he came up to me afterwards and he goes, Luke, you weren't pretending to be drunk. You are drunk. I said, yeah, but I got through it, didn't I, eh? And the worst thing was about 6 months later, he left.
Yeah, so
and
all
I lost
credit.
My get out of jail free card. So it was really a waste of time.
So that's crap.
That's crap.
Absolutely. Quickly, I'll go to mine because that's a far better story than I've got. So listeners might be aware that there's. Sorry, there's that cough. I can't shake it.
What's going on, mate? Have you been tested for anything?
Yeah, I should probably.
Have you got?
I've got a day off tomorrow. I'll go and get that done.
Yeah, go and get tested for everything.
So I've got.
I've seen your testicles. You need to go get tested.
Stop it. Sorry. Stop it. So on my stupid little Korean hatchback that I drive, I've got what they call low-profile tyres. Now, for people out there, that's where you've got a small amount of tyre showing and then the rim. Okay, you're seeing a lot of sports cars and wannabe sports cars.
Oh, I know all about tyres and stuff.
I'm like you, I know nothing about cars either. But
low-profile. Low-profile tyres.
So you've got normal tyres, which normal people have on normal cars, and you've got low-profile tyres, which you'll see on things like Kia Rios and stuff. So anyway, I just hate them because you can't tell if you've got a flat tyre or not, because there's so little tyre showing, and then you go, oh, is that flat? Isn't it flat? And you can't tell. And I can tell you what, going over a pothole in one of those, you think you've ruined your car.
Well, I would have thought just driving a Kia Rio.
Yeah, well.
You'd automatically be in that category, but.
You make these choices, don't you, when you're under duress and under pressure and you buy the car. Do you know what the funny story is about that is? So when I went to buy it, I thought, okay, this is back when I lived in Ballarat, and I thought, I'm going to buy the cheapest possible car I can get.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want any bells and whistles, nothing.
Well, yours is basically like the Flintstones car. You've got to run underneath with your legs going.
But still, it's not the lowest budget version. So I originally wanted a manual, right? Yeah. With nothing in it. And they said, no, don't get a manual because you won't be able to sell it afterwards because no one drives manuals
anymore.
Especially the market that you're going for, which is, Kia Rio. I thought, yeah, that's a nice dig. Wonderful. And anyway, I said, I want cruise control. And because I keep getting speeding fines and cruise control helps me with that, right?
Yeah.
It's good. So I said, oh, no, you can't have the budget version. You've got to go the sport version.
There's a sport version of the Kia Rio.
That's what mine is. Mine's a sport version of the Kia Rio so I can have cruise control.
Do you feel like better like driving around in it because it's a sport version?
No, I feel.
Because you look ridiculous.
I know I look ridiculous.
All I can see is a big head and then the car is only slightly bigger than the head.
If I go around the corner too far.
Hang on, what are you putting in that crap?
Low profile tyres. And Kia
Rio. I'm going to put this segment into that crap next week.
K-Rock 955, you're with Fat and Ginger.
You got the right time.
Hoodoo Gurus with the right time. That's right in my wheelhouse, that stuff.
You bopping along there, mate. I tell you what, I'm looking at this calendar that you gave me. Geez, we're a cute couple, aren't we?
We are a cute couple, aren't we?
We are gorgeous.
Apart from the filth that's on December, which I put so I can't complain about it, but the rest of it's actually quite nice.
Oh, it's quite nice. We've got a great relationship, Tim, and I look forward to continuing that in 2024.
It's very formal.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
It is.
Now, it's not us.
Look, because it's the end of the year, end of 2023, and what a tumultuous year it's been, both personally and in the world.
We've had a good year,
I think we've had a great year.
We've both given certain rings to certain women.
Got engaged, that's right, yeah. Bought a house.
Me, a few women.
Yeah.
One of them finally said yes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Both bought a house. We're going all right.
Yeah, it's good. It's been a great year. So
We're going to have a few drinks next weekend too, aren't we?
Is it next weekend?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Boxing Day.
Catching up? Oh, Boxing Day we're catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That's right. Just get your PA to contact my PA.
You don't make these decisions.
No, that's absolutely
right. But what we might do is go live from that night.
I think that's possibly the worst idea you've ever had in the history of us working together.
Well, I'll tell you what, listeners, I'll record what happens and I'll put out a little segment.
That's the second worst idea you've ever had. Now, look, after the break, after a couple more songs and some ads, we're going to do No, in fact, after one song, sorry, we're going to do Hero,
Hero and Goose. We didn't want to do Villain because last year you felt like I let you down.
Well, you went a bit over the top.
We went Villain. You went for a rugby umpire. I went for Vladimir Putin, who's like the modern-day Hitler.
Yeah.
So this year we've called it the Hero and the Goose.
Goose.
Yeah.
Goose of the
Year. Now, I've actually gone for groups, not a particular individual.
As have I, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we'll see after the break who it is. I think we might split it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's this?
This is Troy Sivan with the clean version of Rush.
Sunday nights on K-Rock 955. It's Fat and Ginger.
Sure is. Luke Massey's across the desk from me. My name is Tim Young. And for the last 17 minutes in 2023.
Yeah, we are too. How many episodes have we done here at K-Rock?
Seven or eight.
Yeah, and how many did we do at the Pulse?
Oh, I don't know, 485 million.
I don't think we even turned up this year, did we?
No, we didn't. But
we just declined to come in.
Whole other story.
So we've got a Hero and Goose. Now, we want to start off with Heroes.
I think we start light and go dark.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Well, my Heroes is a group, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
The Matildas.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Now, the Matildas, I think they did something for women's sport in Australia this year.
They did.
That hadn't been done before, and that's what they captured. I mean, women's sport, to me, like, has always been there, but it hasn't always been prime time compared to men's. They changed all that. They turned it on its head. And I'm not just talking about soccer. I'm talking about all codes. All of us, I think for those people that didn't believe before, they legitimised it.
What about the netballers who won the world championship at the same time?
I'm saying,
got no coverage.
No, well, I know. But now everyone's taught, like, AFLW's gone crazy. Cricket's gone
crazy.
What
about Cathy Freeman?
Well, Tim, don't try and make... You know what? You told me that you don't believe in women's sports.
So, I did not.
So Tim Young is sexist.
I never said that.
No, what I'm trying to say is that they did something that hadn't been done before, and that's that they legitimised for those people that didn't believe.
Yes.
Yeah, like a lot of people, and myself included, I love the AFLW since it was inception. All of a sudden it's become to a point now where everything's the same as it should be.
Yes.
And those people that sort of were like, oh, but it's women's sport, they're not as good as the men and all that sort of crap, they're out the window now.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
The Matildas captured the heart of the nation and they changed the landscape of sport in this country.
Yep.
And it was a good thing.
It's a good thing. Okay, so they're your heroes.
They're my heroes of 2023.
Okay, well, I like, for once, you've gone the high road.
Yeah.
You know, you've gone
the high road. I always go the high road, mate.
You too, not. But you've gone the high road and you've gone a group that's changed things for people. And,
well, you've probably done something similar. Who you got?
No, I thought long and hard about this and I thought, you know, local is the new global. So I thought I'd go local and I'd go something that related directly to me. I was going to go some sort of, you know, Nobel Peace Prize winner or someone who's done something wonderful in the world. But I didn't. I went someone who did something wonderful for me. And that is the...
They give you a kidney or something? Or?
Better.
Yeah.
It's the dude at the fish and chip shop that gave me an extra potato cake in my order of fish and chips.
He's your hero of the year.
Absolutely. You know that...
What is wrong with you?
Listen, right? There's nothing better
than... He gave you one extra potato cake.
May I? Right?
Sorry.
It's the end of the show. So, you know, there's nothing better than when you open up your fish and chips and you've ordered four potato cakes or whatever, and there's five in there, and you just go, everything is right with the world. Everything is good.
Oh, what's wrong with you? You either really love potato cakes or you've got early onset dementia and you don't know anything else that happened other than someone gave you a potato cake.
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
Hello there.
That's Mia Ray with Tell Her here on K-Rock 955. The
now,
time
be
is,
honest
hang
with
on,
me.
Hang on, hang on. 8 minutes to eight. 8 minutes to eight here. And
well, let me go. Do you know any of these artists that we've played
tonight? No, of course
not. I know Hunters and Collectors and Ed Sheeran, that's it.
Yeah.
There's names coming up I've never heard before.
Yeah.
And you're looking at me like, what?
Hey?
Have I interrupted you?
No, well.
In your train of thought?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's our last 8 minutes on air in 2023.
Really?
Just celebrate. You're in a good spot.
Celebrate.
Your partner messaged into, didn't she, Jodie?
Oh, yeah.
And she said that she is all for recording of the Boxing Day catch-up,
which
is great.
I talked to her about that.
And then she said something like, does that extra spud cake trump some of our... inverted commas, Thursday nights. What does that mean?
Oh, we play backgammon on Thursday nights.
Oh, that's your backgammon night.
Backgammon
is it?
Night, that's right, yeah.
That's your backgammon night.
So we've done our heroes for 2023. Now it's time to do our...
I've never seen someone so stressed. Why are you so stressed, mate?
Stressed.
We're nearly done for 2023. It's awesome.
You stress me out, but I'm not stressed. So it's time to do our geese of 2023.
Our goose. Geese, is it?
Well, we got multiples.
Multiples.
That's geese. So you're
our gooses.
Gooses.
Are you going to have me?
So, no, not at all, mate. No.
All right, I've got greed in the entertainment industry.
Who?
Greed.
In as your goose.
As my goose. Now, I'm going to explain why.
Okay,
right?
Please do.
Weird Al Yankovic come out with a story the other day saying that Spotify have paid him $12 this year for racking up 80 million streams.
80 million streams gets you 12
80 million bucks. Streams, he got paid $12, right?
Jeez.
And we all know about the recent strike
in
America for writers and actors, right, which was to do with the residuals for their streaming.
Yeah.
So what they did is, like, 10, 15 years ago, there was no streaming, right? Mm. It was all, like, free to air or whatever, and they had to pay a certain amount. But when the streaming came in, they didn't reflect that. So they were just these greedy corporations like Netflix, Amazon, Disney, who are all doing very well. Mm. Do you know how much Netflix made in 2022?
Go on.
$31.6 billion.
With a B.
With a B. $31.6 billion they made, and they weren't paying writers and things like that for working on this series. So the ones I want to put in is greed in this industry. You can't tell me that the entertainment industry is better now than what it was 20 years ago.
In terms of content.
Music, movies, content. That it's nowhere near as good because it's accountants are running it now.
I just thought that was because I was getting old.
Well, there's a little bit of that too. We all sound like our parents. But the reason why I'm bringing it up, Tim, is that I'm going to complain about this unless I can be part of it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for it if we're part of it. Like, I can be bought, people.
That's right.
We can be bought.
It's the old thing. It's not a rort.
Unless, unless we're left out of it.
Yeah, it's only a rort if you're not in on it.
You know, there's $31.6 billion. What's in there for Fat and Ginger
is what
I'm saying.
I'll take 0.01% of the interest.
I'll take the $12.
That's
I'm happy with that.
I would too.
So Weird Al, if you don't want to cash that check, send it through.
What would they get you? Maybe an entree at a restaurant? Maybe
I'll take it. Some spring rolls. I'll be happy with that. I'll miss them. But what I'm saying is, like, the entertainment industry is stuff because people are greedy.
Yes.
And we need to do something about it. That's my goose of the year.
Is that our 2024 sort of project, is it?
Nah, we have a lot of projects and we don't really follow through on any of them, so let's not.
That's right.
Who you got?
I've got a group and I just decided that I'm just sick of politicians. It's rather a broad group and I know we don't have much time left, so I'm not going to do much on it, but I'm just sick of seeing them every night on my TV bang on about something and just hearing about all their ins and outs, as it were, and the old thing that it's Hollywood for ugly people. There's never a truer line spoken.
That's good. I like that. And you remember the kids at school that got into politics?
I do, actually. There was one in particular I remember from uni in Townsville, and you just go, you are the most socially dysfunctional person.
Yeah, it was always the weird, like the Bruce Lerman's of the world, you know?
Don't bring that up.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, like, you're right. No. And then the other thing is, too, is that almost it should be that if you want to get into politics, you should almost be precluded from doing it.
Yeah.
Because that desire for that power
shouldn't be the one. Yeah. I like that. And another thing, if a politician is accused of a crime, they should automatically be guilty. I don't care what the crime is.
Yeah.
But there's never, and again, I'm saying this about him, right? I've never seen a politician who was innocent of anything, right? But this is only because I'm not included. Like, if you want to include me in the bribery and corruption, I'm happy to be in your corner for the next election, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I'm all for that, as long as I can come too. This is Third Eye Blind with Semi Charmed Life.
Third Eye Blind with Semi Charmed Life.
Bad and Ginger on K-Rock.
It's a good way to finish the year, actually, again, because, again, I told you that was going to happen.
Tim goes, just let me back announce a song this time, will you? And then he does it. And, oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's our last singing for the year.
It is.
I know.
And we're going to be back on the 7th of January for all our laws.
Are we, Tim?
Yes, we are.
Are we?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we will be back on the 7th, which will be good. And I'd like to thank you, my friend.
Oh, no,
Mr. Tim Young.
Oh, stop.
My good friend, compadre, what do you call us?
Hetero life partners, yeah.
Because it's been fun hanging with you in here.
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. And thank you to you as well for turning up. And
we probably should thank...
I'm going to thank my lovely partner, or fiance, sorry, Jodie, who's been a wonderful support and is just a wonderful personal round.
She is lovely.
Couldn't do it without her.
I was going to thank my partner, Ash, but she's not here anymore. She's left, so I don't really know. She's really done nothing. Really? She hasn't contributed in any way.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in your place when you go home. Thanks, everyone, for listening in 2023. We'll see you on the 7th of Jan, 2024. Trying out.